And that brings us to item nine. At this time, the board will adjourn into closed session, take up item nine. I was in a hurry, it was double parked, I'm sorry. Let me retract that. Moving on to item eight. Reports, any trustee reports? I have one, I forgot my notes. David and I attended the National Association of Security Professionals Conference, March 19, 20, somewhere in there, 19. And this has historically been a good conference. I noticed that it's devoted to private equity. I think it's titled A Day of Private Equity. And in the past, I think that from a trustee perspective, there's been a lot more information that was gained. This particular conference, I think David would agree with this, was, I guess I would say, trustee light and allocator heavy in terms of content and what was conveyed. The thing, and I'm really upset that I forgot my notes, we had a keynote speaker who gave me a PTSD event from my college econometrics class when I was certain I was going to fail and made some adjustments in my schedule. He was an interesting fellow, but I honestly don't, I can't say, and maybe David can help me here, I don't actually know what the ultimate message of the keynoter was. Other than that, he presented a lot of data in really small charts. Presenter lesson here, if you're going to use these things, this is a pretty good size. You can read this. He had four or six graphs in rectangles, and we were reasonably close, and we couldn't read.
It's a good thing Jerry wasn't there.
Yeah, this would have been a lot of material.
They usually apologize for their exhibits before
the No.
The classic moment from this conference was is watching him scroll his phone at the podium, trying to get through to the exhibit he wanted to talk about that was up on the screen. It was, anyway, he had to be there, apparently. So, you know, the thought was, I'm providing some conference feedback that from a trustee perspective, and there were fewer trustees at this particular event. Than in the past, because I've attended previously. But in any event, it was still a good opportunity to get together with the folks at NASP. They're all good people. There are a lot of bright people there, and we got around and talked to a lot of folks. But I think content-wise, it was a little trustee-like for me anyway. I don't know, David, if I covered it. I didn't mean to be a negative Nelly about it.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's still good to interact with folks that we've seen at other conferences and so forth, and the trustees and check in and so forth, to see what's going on with their systems. And so kind of the regulars, even though there are fewer trustees, there's still the Act 4. You and I usually attend, and there's some others like us that do that. So that was good too. But
I'm going to give you at least some feedback in terms of content. I think it's more trustee friendly.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of stuff that, you know, the weekends. Any other trustee reports from conferences or attendances? All right. Not seeing any. Staff reports.
So our March retirements for this year ended at 141, which is very close to in line with our previous year, which was 146. So a pretty standard March retirement year for us. And then we did send out an active member survey yesterday. So for some of you that are active members, hopefully you saw that survey come into your email box. And then the retirees will be done after we've processed these new March retirees so we can include them in that survey. And then Karen has an update.
Yes. So this is a legislative update, as recently requested by the board's ad hoc legislative committee. We included the legislative update that is provided to you from SACRS, from the SACRS Legislative Committee. We included that with a cover memo from me that includes the highlights. The only difference here, the new item, is that the omnibus bill now has a bill number, and that is AB 2780. And I listed that as the third bullet point in my cover memo. I expect that when this board's ad hoc legislative committee meets next, we'll discuss that bill and the status of the other bills. And then since we recently started doing these more frequent updates to the full board, we're happy to hear feedback from you all on what you'd like to see in the future, whether the frequency of these reports works for you, or whether you'd like to change anything.
Any thoughts from board members? I think the cadence is good. So, I mean, I think it's about right.
Happy to do it.
Yep, that's perfect. All right, thank you. Any other staff?
No.
Now, can we go to item one?
All right.